Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Up next in our Friday Rundown series is a new initiative at the 92nd Street Y called A Food Summit. It's happening tomorrow on Saturday starting at 10 a.m. The day-long event features conversations, panels, discussions, and hot tips from some food industry's biggest names like Rachel Ray, Deb Perlman, members of the Pollan family. Joining me now to tell us more about the event is the Director of Strategic Programming for the 92nd Street Y, Britta Conroy Randall. Britta, welcome to All of It.
Thank you so much.
So this is the 92nd Street Y's first ever food summit. How did this idea come about? What inspired it?
Well, the 92nd Street Y is widely known for its talks, and including a food talk series with Kitchen Arts and Letters Bookstore. And for decades, the 92nd Street Y has been all about building community. And food is another way that we, especially at this time of year, come together and we build community around. And so combine those two things, and we've created this fantastic food summit. We're thinking everyone eats, and there's so many things that are interesting about food to talk about.
The website describes it as, quote, a tantalizing think tank for food lovers. Why that description of a think tank?
Well, we really wanted to go deep on food and its intersections with the world around us. So food touches on many other topics beyond just what to eat for dinner. It touches on gender and sustainability and immigration and history and race and politics and mental health. So we really want to spend a day of kind of diving into these ideas. And it's another way that we can have the kind of thoughtful conversations on those important issues that we do at the 92nd Street Y.
92nd Street Y is famous as a supporter of the arts. Is there going to be any sort of nod to the idea of food preparation and cooking as an art form?
I think the whole day is a nod to that. And even more than that is the kind of the thought that that's what is behind the food, the why of what we're eating.
You've really lined up some of the very biggest names in the food industry for this summit. Who are some of the participants you're most excited to see and hear from?
Well, I'm excited about everyone, but we have Rachel Ray, one of the most popular personalities in the food world. We think of her as the original food influencer. We've got Deb Perlman, a self-taught home cook who started her blog Smitten Kitchen in 2006, and she has since written two cookbooks, and she's got over a million Instagram followers, and she's really someone who has built a whole community around food. We've got the Pollan family, sisters Tracy, Dina, and Laurie, and their mother Corky. Their brother Michael Pollan is widely known for having coined the phrase, eat food, not too much, mostly plants, and that prompted them to write a cookbook based on that advice. It's called Mostly Plants. We have panels about Jewish food in New York. We've got a panel about the future of meat, one about how immigrant chefs are changing what we eat, one about what it means to be a woman working in food in the Me Too era, one about the intersection of food and design, and we've got a lot more as well. It's all going to be fascinating.
It's interesting that you mentioned that panel. It's called The State of the Culinary Union, Women in Food. Why did you want to address the recent turn toward holding the food industry accountable for the way it treats female employees as part of the food summit?
Yeah, well, this panel, that's one that features some of the food world's most vital female voices. And they're going to be discussing what it means to be a woman working in food and topics around gender bias and pay inequity. And hopefully an exploration of what's changed and what hasn't and what must.
My guest is Britta Conroy Randall. We are talking about the first ever food summit at the 92nd Street Y tomorrow. You mentioned the Pollan family going to be there. Obviously, they're going to talk about vegetarian and vegan meals. How many cooking styles are going to be represented on Saturday?
Oh, my gosh. That's a great question. I think we've got a little bit of everything, and I would encourage you to come on Saturday and find out.
What topics will be covered in the panel discussion, Meet the Future?
Oh, this one is fascinating. This is kind of where we're exploring the quest to generate meat in the lab or meat out of things that are not meat. So it's got experts in the fields of anthropology and nutrition and, of course, the emerging industry of cellular agriculture. So they'll be looking at the implications and at alternate sources of animal protein and perhaps life after meat.
And if someone wants some more information about this, where should they go?
They can always go to our website. That's 92y.org.
Britta Conroy Randall, Director of Strategic Programming at the 92nd Street Y. Good luck with your food summit tomorrow.
Thank you so much.